From 99.9 The Fan, this is The Drive with Tim Donnelly. Sponsored by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at CapitalFinancialUSA.com.
By the time it was all said and done last night, Kane's game was pretty awesome. Right? I mean, you had to ride the roller coaster, but you needed the momentary lows to feel the highs of the comeback at the end. It's pretty awesome. Really, really fun game. It's the kind of game that has you texting your other friends that are hockey fans, just saying things kind of generically like postseason hockey's the best.
Oh yeah.
And they just write back, I know.
Yeah.
Crazy night. There was one, again, I don't know the word for it, the opposite of a silver lining, right? Silver lining is when everything's not going great. You look for the one thing that is great. The opposite of it was when everything's awesome, there's one thing that's not awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Pesci getting hurt.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of a silver lining. And they showed the replay on the broadcast. It was a knee kind of twisting the wrong way, and I hate all that kind of stuff. I hate it. And I, to be completely honest with you, as somebody who did not grow up playing hockey, I know Dennis plays a little bit. I don't know how that kind of stuff doesn't happen more in hockey.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where my feet are going when I'm on the ice. Now, obviously, they're world-class athletes and skaters. But Pesci going down was one of those that every time they played the replay was hard to watch. And now it's going to be hard for the Canes moving forward. He is a player that makes winning plays. Not maybe the player that shows up in the stat sheet the most, right? He played 70 games, 3 goals and 10 assists this year. But it's the hidden value. It's the knowledge of the system. It's playing together with his pairing partner with Shea. You trust those guys with everything. Right, there's going to be so many high pressure moments. There were a bunch of them last night, and when you throw Shea and Pesci out there, even if they're having a rough day, just you know what you're going to get out of them, and you trust them. Does Shea DeAngelo elicit the same amount of trust? Not as much. They might they bring different things, but definitely not as much. Less so might be the way to put it. Less so. So it will impact what the Canes do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm not changing my expectations at all. No. Disrespect to Pesci. It'd be easier if he were around. You want him around. His injury, I'm still saying cup or bust. I'm still saying there's no excuses. I'm not going to be somebody where if and we don't know the extent of Pesci's injury, but if he's not around in the second round, if he's not around in the Eastern Conference Finals, if he's not around in the finals, if somebody wants to say, oh, the Canes didn't win because I'm going, no.
No.
Well, Pesci wasn't playing. Nope. Not allowed. Actually, how about this? Control the puck, keep it in the offensive zone like you did yesterday. That'll let your defenseman
exactly.
Really relax.
Like they did for about half the game yesterday, it felt like?
21 minutes,
actually,
roughly.
Legit 21 minutes of
20 minutes and 44 seconds, if we're being technical.
Oh, if we're being accurate.
Of possession in the offensive zone. That's how you keep your defenseman fresh.
Yeah.
Here's my main.
Ball control offense in football. Just pound the rock. Yeah. Keep your defense fresh.
Here's first downs. Exactly. Here's my mandate to the Canes. I'm speaking to five guys specifically. Slavin, Shea, Chatfield, Orlov, Burns. You're no longer allowed to be tired. Now, Burns doesn't get tired. Chatfield seems to be kind of the same build. Not physically, but of the same, like, wind. He can. He has the stamina.
Same motor.
Slavin and Shea are as crafty as anyone. They'll just conserve energy while playing great defense. And Orlov, well, I don't know, just run people over, get more physical.
Right.
The shortest line from any A to B is a straight line. He's just like, all right, I'm going to stop wiggling and going in straight lines. It's not ideal, but they're good enough and deep enough to work around it.
And the depth of their defense throughout the regular season allowed some of the guys like Slavin and Burns to not play as many minutes mm-hmm. during the course of the season as they have in years past. If I remember correctly, Jacob Slavin had the fewest minutes played per game since he became a full-time NHL player was this season. So guess what? That's less minutes you have on your body throughout the whole year to get ready for the playoffs.
All that surplus of energy you saved up, start using it, bud.
Like, it adds up, you know? It adds up over the course of a year.
It does very quickly put us in a situation that we discussed right before the playoffs into play.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
I remember specifically we were at Durham Bulls Athletic Park, opening day for the Bulls, and a bit of breaking news: Scott Morrow had signed his entry-level contract. He had just finished up playing at UMass, I believe, and he signed his entry. He was the first of that kind of young bunch to sign his entry-level deal, and we discussed what might happen in the postseason that could get him some legitimate runs, some legitimate minutes. And obviously, most of that was injury. And a few times, we even floated out there, I wonder if he would go in above D'Angelo. Do you think there's a possibility that Rod Brind'Amour and Don Waddell are having a conversation on, is it D'Angelo, who has the experience and has the probably comfort at this level and all those things, or Scott Morrow, who is somebody that, you know, brings a certain level of hype as a prospect?
My assumption is they're going to lead off going with D'Angelo. Now, if things become a disaster, you can always go to Morrow. That's the thing. But it's not unprecedented to see young guys actually make a debut, believe it or not. I mean, I know Morrow's played two games, but young guys make a debut in the playoffs.
It's somebody on the – well, this wouldn't even be his debut.
He's played two games. But so it's not unprecedented to see someone with no experience or very little to play in the playoffs.
Maybe a head coach that's on the bench.
Like a guy named Rob Brind'Amour who made his NHL debut in the playoffs and scored a goal in his very first shot. We've even seen guys like in Washington, Tom Wilson made his debut in the playoffs. Remember correctly, Kale McCarr for Colorado just a few years ago made his debut in the playoffs as well. It has happened before. Now, again, Morrow has played two games. I think you go with the veteran first because, again, the rookie's always going to be there.
Can we real quickly here? That's one of my favorite recently learned deals about Rod Brind'Amour. That he scored a goal on his first shot in the postseason.
Yeah.
How electric was Kuzi's goal, which was just his first shot after playing for 20-some-odd games. Mm-hmm. He scored, and it was like, geez, he shows up and makes an impact right away. To actually show up and make an impact that quickly would be unreal.
Rob was in a game five.
As electric as Kuzi's was, just multiply it by a billion. The fact of the matter is Pesce getting hurt, to go back to that, it's a bummer, right? You wish it didn't happen. You wish all injuries didn't happen. But there's no time for the train to slow down, right? It is a next man up mentality, and it has to be. There is too much invested in this year not to see it through with whoever's out there. And if it's D'Angelo, I don't think anyone should be, you know, lower the expectations for him. If it's Scott Morrow, nobody lessens the expectations for him. By way of being one of the six defenders on the Carolina Hurricanes, you are expected to play a certain level of hockey, and that darn sure goes for the postseason, whether you're asked to play 10 minutes or 22 minutes.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medications secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
We've seen times in the playoffs where some teams, I think even the Kings have done this in the past themselves, where they basically go down to four. Like, you're basically running four defensemen.
Yeah.
That's it. You're playing that third pair like 8 minutes.
And I wouldn't do anything that drastic this early in the postseason, knowing it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, knock on wood, all those things, and you're looking at that third pair going out, they're not really doing it, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Right? When you start counting how many wins you need in single digits, then I'm looking at it in a much different light. The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. This is why I'm not lowering my expectations. And, oh, by the way, just because we can't resist, we're going to play the last few minutes of the game for you in its entirety because I want to relive it, and I want to relive it with all of you.
Yes.
And I was not live on air during the game yesterday, so we're just going to play it today at about 3:47-ish.
Yep, run back to comeback.
We're going to run. I like that. Run back to comeback. Should have told me that one beforehand. We could have done a whole branding thing.
I did.
Maybe. Never mind. Never mind. But before we get to that, this is why my expectations are not lowered by Pesci getting hurt. And again, we don't know how long his injury is expected to keep him out, or if it's expected to keep him out. The studs played like studs when they needed to play like studs last night. The top guys played like top guys. It last night was actually kind of an exorcism of the biggest demons that were holding the Canes back during their roughest patch of the season, way earlier this year. There was a point in time where I was screaming into this microphone, they need to get shots on goal. They need to take more shots. Stop being so precious with your shots. Last night, I mean, guys like Evgeny Kuznetsov, as soon as they got the puck, it was just 3, 2, 1. If there was nothing happening, he was firing.
And that's a pass first guy. He's like, this one's going towards the net.
And the defensemen felt like from the blue line, darn near, they were firing every single time. They got shots on goal. They got shots on net. Just kept firing away. And that, to me, is answering one of the things that at times they've let get away from them. Sometimes they get very precious. They're always looking for the super duper highlight where you get to dust the puck off because there was such a great pass and you get to fire it exactly where you want. Yesterday, they no matter what the score was, they just kept firing, and I like that. The other thing that plagued them early in the year, and I remember post-game, I think it was during the rough stretch where they lost four straight in Canada to four different teams.
It's back in December, early December.
Rod Brind'Amour in a post-game said our top guys need to play like top guys, and that's a way to call out a handful of individuals without using their name, but coaching through the media a little bit. And when Rod says something like that, if you're somebody that follows or listens to most of Rod's press conferences and everything, it stands out because it's a little, you know, he's a guy that understands the big picture, and he's a guy that understands you're going to have games where things don't go your way, and he very rarely overreacts. So when he said that, my brain went, ooh, he really wants those guys to hear it. Well, guess what? Gensel, who wasn't even around at that point in time, but is the moment you trade for him, becomes one of your top guys. Gensel, Jarvis, Aho, Svech. I believe those guys are described as top guys, particularly amongst the forwards. 9 points last night between the four of them. That'll do. That'll go fine. Jarvis scored the goal that made the comeback feel possible to make it 3-2. Assist from Stahl and Shea. Svech to Aho for the tying goal. Jarvis grabbed the other assist. Martinook the game winner. And then Gensel picks up the empty net dagger on assist from Aho and Svech. I didn't take anyone's name out or anything like that. I just said the names Aho, Svech, Jarvis, Gensel a ton. That's what you're looking for in those situations. That's what you're looking for. You know, it was just yesterday before the game. We were outside PNC, and we were talking about Gensel and why he was brought here and all those things. And I go, you know what? I have no problem he didn't score a goal in game one because they didn't need him, right? They won 3-1. If Gensel scores four goals all postseason, but he scores those four goals, and you know what I mean when I say that, when he scores the right four goals, you know, that's kind of true for that whole group. Right? In game one, Gensel, Aho, Jarvis combined for 0 points. No assists, no goals. They won anyway. Game two, they were not going to win with those guys scoring 0 points, mm-hmm. and they darn near all showed up in the biggest moments, obviously created shots for each other, finished, and that is the thing. The top guys played like top guys. So at their darkest moments in December, right, when all of a sudden everybody was questioning, maybe the preseason hype was too big or too high, or everyone was too excited. How does it happen? Why does it happen? What's going on? In one game, it felt like they were going, you know what? All those things you said about us, nonsense. Tomfoolery, I say. Haberdash. I'm making up old words here. But I do think Rod knows it, right? I thought it was interesting how quickly in the postseason he shook up the Aho Gensel Jarvis line, and he moved Svech up and he moved Jarvis back. I think that's just him understanding that if they go 40 minutes of game action and they aren't getting production from those guys on the stat sheet, tangible. I know they do all the little things. I know they're, you know, great hockey IQ players. But they need the tangible stats from those guys, and if they're not there, they'll shake it up until they are. Even though they'd been good together, they can shake things up and be just as good. It's part of having all those high IQ players is they can play with darn near anyone. And Seth Jarvis, no one's going to be like, I don't like having him on my line. It's a guy that does all the little things and finishes at the goal. Yeah. Oh, all right. It's not how it happens.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.